All right, and can you please tell me your name and spell? Spell it.
Chris.
Chris. With a C. C H R I S.
Yeah.
Okay, Chris. Where do you most commonly gather your food?
Gather my food?
Yeah.
Well, I shop here a lot, at the outpost.
Okay.
Local small grocery stores here, Groppies.
And for at least Outpost, since you come here often, how can you describe in detail how you get to and from this place?
I either walk or drive.
Okay. And how long does it take you to do either of those?
If I walk, it's about 15 minutes. If I drive, it's about 5 minutes.
Okay. Now, if you could grow anything that you wanted, what is a food that you would grow?
A food that I would grow? Let's see. I would grow corn, I would grow basil, herbs in general, tomatoes, beets, whatever the soil would be conducive to, I guess, in space, you know.
Okay. So on that note, if you could have your dream garden, what would it look like?
My dream garden. I don't know. That's something I've never actually pictured. So, those crops that I just mentioned, and that'd probably be about it.
Okay. Awesome. Now, when you think of trust, what is a taste or recipe that comes to mind?
I'm sorry, when I think of what?
Trust.
Trust. Where's the question on here?
Number 5.
I think of trust. What is a taste or recipe that comes to mind? Trust. Can you define that a little bit more when you think of trust? How does that, I don't understand how that.
So typically with this question, it's, you know, what your personal definition of trust is, but a lot of folks end up talking about like comfort foods or foods that maybe their grandma or mom made for them when they were little, food that reminds them of their childhood. Just, you know, what your personal definition of trust might be and a food that's connected to it.
Oh, I see.
Pizza.
Well, everybody likes carbs. I like carbs. I'm a meat eater, so I trust that taste for the most part. I like fresh. That's a question I've never contemplated, so I can't come up with a real quick answer.
Okay.
But
maybe all right. Help. Yeah. And then our last question is, what is a food that is special to you and why?
Food that is special to me and why? Food that is special to me and why? Huh. Okay. There's a recipe that I found on the Outpost website. It's called Hoppin' John. You know that recipe? I had been making it for a long time, and then I found the recipe here, started making it. My girlfriend really likes it. We're not vegetarian, but it's a vegetarian recipe, and it's really a treat when I make it, or when we make it. So I guess that would be. It would fit that category.
Definitely. Now, is there anything else that you would like to add about your food journey today?
Nothing I can think of.
So all right.
I hope that helps.
That does. Thank you so much.